You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 2nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jenny. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm great, Taryn. I really enjoyed the April Fools yesterday. Looking back on some fond memories of day 30's past.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
So we can do it again today? We just do day 31 for...
Yeah, we'll just do it every morning from now on. It'll be interesting to see, you know, as the years go by, to just compare days in the Big Brother houses.
Yeah, whether there's some that are always really good or not. Yeah.
Apparently day 30 is an eviction day for BBUS, but not so for BB Can.
No.
Let's talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 31 in the house, and there were a couple of things that happened before the veto ceremony, but not too many. We did get the veto ceremony yesterday on the feeds, or not on the feeds, but, you know, in the house. But before that happened, Anthony did some work with Corey and Damien individually, kind of doing his... usual spiel of like, hey, you can only trust me and make sure you go through me about everything and all of the things and stuff. So that happened.
Yeah. And he has all of the best insights on everything. And so, you know, big papa.
Yeah. Another thing that came up before the veto ceremony is that Sam mentioned that she would like for Kiki to remain in the dark about the fact that she will be leaving on Thursday. She does not want Kiki to find out. She wants it to be a blindside.
I don't know if I love this idea. but I mean, I think with the added, blood veto pandemonium, I think it doesn't even matter. Like, so much of it is just speculative at this point. So it's easy to kind of act like, yeah, you'll probably be fine and we'll just see what happens and we'll go with it. But, I mean, you know, Kiki's not going to jury. So I guess a blindside, if you're going to do it now. But, I don't think it bodes well for Sam with whoever remains. I mean, obviously like with Esty and Dane. She's not in good hands anyway, but
yeah,
but that she's continuing to play like, you know, all the girls are friends and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Esty and Kiki, they're kind of catching on that something might be wrong, but also they're like eternal optimists. And so they're not always there. But anyway, the veto ceremony happens. Obviously, Mark and Kiki are still on the block. Adam decides not to use the veto. But there was a bit of a twist here in the veto ceremony, something along the lines of a message that the house guest received that said that nobody is safe this week, except for perhaps Kira and Sam, and then maybe also Adam, but they were not sure if Adam is also safe, having won the veto. But basically, the general gist of it is here that, you know, the blood veto is still potentially going to come into play, and if you think you are safe, you are not.
It's kind of, like, whack if Adam is not protected this week, but like I keep on being like, because there's lots of conversations that take place after the veto ceremony, and people be like, the people are talking about the potential of Adam going on the block, and it's just like, yeah, but he's got veto, like should he not be safe? And you'd think like, wow, what a terrible twist, and then you remember, oh wow, what a terrible twist, BB can. So like that's not outside the realm of possibility. So
yes. Another thing that happened, I think right after the veto ceremony, is that Kira did go into the DR and supposedly was told finally what the blood veto power is and what it does. And they're not allowed to talk about it to anybody. They are not allowed to say really anything about it. So every time that they are asked about it, they have to be like, can't talk about it. Sorry.
And conveniently, that's all anyone wants to talk about for the rest of the day. And this ends up causing quite a bit of tension, especially with Sam and Adam. You know, there's the twist is creating a lot of paranoia, but also it's kind of made things calm in a way, I feel, that, you know, people ultimately feel like there's nothing we can do. We're not going to get any information. So it's just a lot of like wheel spinning, but ultimately people can't do anything about it. So I feel like Kiki, especially after the veto ceremony, just seems like you were saying earlier, you know, the eternal optimist, like her and Esty are kind of just in good spirits, despite the fact that like Kiki's going home. But because they don't know what this actually means, they're just kind of like, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe both Mark and I will come off the block. But yeah, the conversations that take place later in the day with Kira, like they can't say anything, but everyone wants to continue to speculate to them about it. So that causes a lot of frustrations.
Yes. Adam is going to talk to Sam about like, okay, if it's a forced veto or something and you need to name a replacement, like, what are we thinking? Sam says her thought would be either Damien or Esty. Later in the night, this is going to turn to more on the Esty side than Damien, because she really wants to make sure that she takes out one of Dane's numbers. And the Kiki Esty connection there is something that she really wants to split up. So if she does have to name a replacement, it will likely be Esty at this point, but we don't know if she even will name a replacement. So
yeah, there's lots of speculations that it wouldn't even necessarily be Sam that has to, you know, name the replacement nominee. It's, you know, I think there's good enough reason to speculate that it's actually Kira, and maybe Kira is forced to take someone down and name the replacement. Kira seems to, you kind of touched on this last night, that reassert that regardless, Kiki is the one that's going home. So I'm kind of sensing, just from what Kira is saying in their conversations, even though they're not really saying much, that they're going to be forced to bring someone down. And I do think that Kira is the one that's going to replace the person. It would make a little bit more sense with the blood on the hands of Kira. I mean,
I get that, but also that's just a diamond power veto. So why rename it to something
because
else?
Because it's BB Can, Taryn, and they just want to be themselves. They just want to be
But
unique.
It's not being yourself if you're just copying other things and then changing the name.
But it's different because it's the blood. If you just rebrand
at least US has the dignity to like not copy the Canadian twist, and also thank God for that.
Watch yourself, Taryn. You're on with a Canadian right now. Don't shade.
All right. Well, just kidding. Dane talks to Kiki, and they are talking about the possibility that, you know, hey, we don't know if Adam is safe, and if Adam's not safe And Kira decides to take a shot, and Adam ends up on the block. I don't know, Kiki. I feel like I've been looking at this guy. He's winning a lot of competitions. I'm afraid he's going to steamroll this season. I feel like if he's on the block, we might need to take that shot at him. It might be our only chance. Him and Sam, they're like the Dela of the season, and they're just going to, you know, comp their way to the end. So I don't know. We might have to vote him out.
We got to... I see no situation where this happens, but it is interesting that Dana is starting to put this out there. We're continuing to watch the cracks of the pretty boys. Lots of former showmance comparisons to Sam and Adam over this day. We got the Dela, Brendan and Rachel, Jessica and Cody. They're literally every former showmance.
Yeah. He's also going to talk to Esty about this later. So this is something he's really considering, that if Adam did go up on the block, that, you know, this might be the time. Even if he's up against Kiki, it's possible he might try and take that shot. So we move forward. Kiki and Esty, they both think they're good at this point, that they think they have Kira, and that if Kira has to decide to take somebody down, that Kira would decide to take Kiki down, which... doesn't seem like that's the case, because Kira talks with Adam and Sam. Adam is pretty nervous about this whole blood veto thing, so he is asking Kira about it, and Kira keeps having to be like, I can't say anything. So what Kira is able to say is, because Adam is saying like, well, you know, if Kiki came down, you know, some people would not leave. He's trying to be like, don't put up Dane, don't put up me. And so Kira says, I can talk about it. I can tell you, I will be voting to evict Kiki, and Kiki should have the votes to leave. So Kiki should be going home. I cannot say anything else. And they're getting really annoyed at all the questions that Adam is asking, because they don't know how to respond to them.
Well, and also Adam's being kind of cranky this whole day. Like, he's kind of in a mood this whole day, and it ends up being a thing between him and Sam later on. But he was, this conversation where the three of them are there, like, Adam just keeps on being like, well, I mean, like, you know, earlier in the week you wanted it to be Mark. And so, like, I just want to make sure that, you know, like, if someone's coming down, it's going to be like, it's going to be Mark. Or would it be Mark? Because you wanted Mark out. And I remember when you wanted Mark out, and like, Sam keeps on being like, yeah, that was what we talked about earlier in the week. And then if you would remember, then we decided that it's best that we take out Kiki. And he's just like, stuck in this like grumbling kind of like thing where he keeps going back, and then Kira's getting very frustrated, being like, I can't say, just trust me that the plan is that I continue to take out Kiki is going to go. I cannot say anything else about the power. And Adam just keeps going back to, you remember when you wanted it was gonna be Mark? Do you remember that conversation? Like,
yeah, very annoying to Kira. But it does seem like, you know, Kira also reiterates this to Sam when it's just the two of them, that Kiki will be leaving. Kira is also going to continue to campaign against Kiki with other people. So, you know, it seems pretty locked in here that Kira seems confident that Kiki will leave regardless of the power. So. There you go. Kiki is going to campaign a bit. She does to Sam, and it doesn't go well. She goes to Corey, and that doesn't go well either. She does her kind of usual, like, I'm a competitor and I'm going to win things, and, you know, keep me
what
here,
a great
Corey.
Pitch.
and Corey does the thing that she does where she just starts giving advice. Like, she starts being a teacher. Like, I thought it was a fine conversation, you know, as far as campaigns go. Like, I think Corey felt fine. Like, she wasn't convinced or anything, but I think she felt fine with it. But then afterward, Kiki was talking to Esty about it. She's like, oh my God, I was so intimidated by Corey. She was like, really just like laying it on, like telling me all these things. I was like, whoa.
Kiki just like cannot talk game with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Esty. And like, she like has these like really awkward conversations with other people where she's campaigning, and then she just like goes back to her safe place. Like, I just feel like she cannot get past, like, I don't know. It's really, really difficult to watch, because it shouldn't be this hard. I just
don't she's hard. On the block looking like she could go home, and she's still spending like 95% of her time alone with Esty. And it's like, what are you doing? She's very much, I just watched a conversation between Damien and Sam this morning. She's very much the complete opposite of Damien when it comes to like social ability, where Damien and Sam were talking about how, you know, we don't need to just constantly reassure each other. We can just like, I can talk to you, Damien, and feel good. And just like every once in a while, check in, be like, hey, everything's cool. And I feel very confident in you. Like Damien just feels very consistent, very solid. Every time you talk to him, you feel good about it. And it's the complete opposite for Kiki, where you never feel good leaving a conversation with her.
Well, like, it seems like Damien just puts off this like very calming vibe. And like, that's like the kind of person you want. Like, even when they're not saying things that calm you, like they just don't seem like an erratic person. Whereas like everything, like every time Kiki tries to have like a game conversation, she just seems so tense and like erratic and, you know, just not very controlled. And so like, yeah, like you said, they're just complete, you know, opposing sides of the kind of person that you could have in the game. And like, it's just crazy because like, Kiki has to be kind of aware of how bad like this position she's in, because like after the veto ceremony, like there's this little moment between her and Esty, and she's like, this is so fun, like this is really bad for us, but like it's also really fun. It's like, then go do something about it. Like how is it fun? What's fun? Being in a bad position and then just continuing to hang out with your one ally in the house? Like, how is that fun? Like, it shouldn't be fun. It should be motivating you to like do something to keep yourself there. But it's just like, you're just laughing about like the crazy position you're in and not actually doing a good job of changing this. I mean, there's nothing, I think a lot of this is just Kiki's personality, and I don't think that there's anything she can do to reverse this at this point. It's just, it kind of sucks. There's a lot of people in the community that just really were like, went into the season thinking that like we were going to stan Kiki, like this was going to be, you know, like our killer queen, and she's just, she ain't it, fam.
Nah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Anthony is going to do a little bit of pot stirring with Mark here. He has a conversation with Mark where he just puts a little fear into him. He's like, hey, Mark, just, you know, these other two in the alliance, Just be aware, you know. I think that Adam, he might be a little susceptible to what Sam wants. And, you know, Sam at one point wanted you gone. So that's something that you might need to worry about. I mean, you know, Adam was just in a conversation with Kiki and she left feeling very happy. That shouldn't be happening. Kiki should not be leaving conversations with Adam feeling very happy. You should maybe worry about that a little bit. And Dane, man, Dane, he's starting to look out for himself. He's starting to think about his jury votes. Dane might want Kiki to stay as a jury vote. That's something you need to worry about, too. And Mark is like, oh, man, Anthony, I need your help. Help me, Anthony. Yeah, they respect you. You command respect. You have power in this game. You need to help me. You can tell them. You can tell them to keep me. And Anthony's like, don't worry, I've got you. I'll make sure everything's all right.
I do love how Anthony continues to, you know, kind of cement himself as the person that all the other pretty boys seem to feel most comfortable with. Like, I'm seeing it a lot more and more. That it's not just Dane that has his back and that he's kind of creating this, you know, this closeness by drawing attention. It's not even, he does it in a way where he's not selling the other pretty boys out directly. Like, he's not being super shady. He's just drawing attention to the relationships that they have with other people. And Mark is the perfect person to be doing this with because Mark doesn't really have anyone else. So even though Anthony is also in this, like, you know, bag of having Corey, I think that he just does like this really good job of like just illuminating the things that are going on that Mark isn't a part of, without just being like, yo, Adam's super shady, or Dane, like, you know, might want you out at some point. And just kind of builds the relationship between Mark and Anthony.
Yeah. And this kind of nervousness does show itself here from Mark a little bit later in the night when he goes and he talks individually to Adam and then to Dane, and then he gets all of the pretty boys together after the rest of the house has gone inside for bed, they get together in the corner of the backyard, and he gives them a little pep talk about like, we're pretty boys, and then they're like, can we do the pose? Last time we got caught, and they were like, I don't know, I'm scared to do it now. I don't want to do it. And they're like, no, we'll just do it real quick. So they looked at the camera and was like, and then Anthony's like, no, we got to do it.
That wasn't good enough.
Like, all right.
Have you seen the edit floating around Twitter already where like Kira's in the background, like someone photoshopped like Kira sitting in the chair, like in behind them. And like the caption's like, I don't know why, like, the pretty boys keep doing their like sign while Kira's in the room. It's so good.
And it's funny too, because what was happening on the feeds were, I believe they were on the bottom, the four guys doing their pose. And then upstairs in the HOH on the other half of the feeds, you had four, Sam, Kira, Kiki, and Esty all together in a room.
They were about to do a face mask.
And yeah, they were just like hanging out, trying to make Kiki feel comfortable when in fact they're planning on blindsiding her. Just a nice visual representation of the divide amongst the non-male house guests. So, you know, that's how it goes. So we also got Corey and Kira having a conversation. Kira really continuing to bond with Anthony and Corey over the course of this week and this day. And Kira is going to try and push Corey to target Dane. That, you know, Dane, he has a lot of people. He plants a lot of seeds. He's been playing the best game, but now a target's getting on to his back. And he was really the primary mover and shaker when it came to the backdoor Corey plan, and Corey agrees. They both say, you know, Dane is more dangerous than Adam at this point. Dane is really somebody that they need to be wary of, or as they would say, weary of. Oof.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. So that's interesting because, you know, from what it seems like, Anthony has been trying to push Corey in the Adam direction. And really, it seems like she is moving toward the Dane direction. I don't know if Anthony really cares that much when it comes down to it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Kira says that a good plan would be to put Dane and Adam on the block together, because then Adam will be playing in the veto, which means that he can beat Dane and Dane won't be able to take himself down. And then hopefully they would have the numbers to take Dane out. And that's why it's so important to evict Kiki this week, because Kiki is a number to keep Dane. And if Kiki stays in the house, then Dane will not be able to be, they won't be able to evict Dane. And Corey says that's a good plan. I probably wouldn't do that myself. I'd probably just go after Dane. in and leave Adam off the block so that I could be like, hey, Adam, I trust you. I don't think you were part of the backdoor Corey plan. I think it was all Dane, rather than expose that I know that they were both part of it. But you know what? I'd probably throw the HOH to you if I had the option so that you could do it. They're kind of talking about their plans here and bonding a little bit here.
Yeah, no, they had like a really long conversation and it seemed really good. And it's that early bond that they made when Corey, you know, was kind of forced to make all these final twos when she first came in the house is like, it's really kind of like they talk about like, you know, you were one of the only people that kind of gave me a chance when I first came in. So they kind of had like this good reconnection and bonding. Kira's definitely being a little bit messy here. Like, I don't know, Kira, I feel now that they've survived, you know, these few evictions, they're kind of in a good position in the house, but the game is so messy. Like, they're kind of like spilling too much of Sam's, like they're supposed to be working tightly with Sam and like, they're kind of like selling Sam out a little bit here. And like, there's a couple points where, Corey kind of has to be like, oh, that, like, I can't even remember what it was, but there was one point where Corey was like, don't do that. Don't say that. So Corey is kind of like catching Kira being a little sloppy and, you know, maybe talking too much. I feel like this week where Kira is safe, they are definitely doing a, especially with Chelsea gone, doing a way better job of like, being in the house and talking to more people. But it is a lot of talking. It does seem like it could get a little sloppy, but, ultimately I think, you know, getting close with Corey and Anthony, you know, having Sam and Adam as two people that will protect them as well. Like it's a way better position than they were in, you know, weeks ago. So, you know, they might be in it for the long haul at this point.
Yes. All right. Well, we then get to Mark and Damien later in the night. Now, I will say this is a slower day on the feeds. And I do think a lot of it had to do with the fact that the blood veto was basically announced and that Kira is not able to talk about it because there's a lot less game talk happening because like the only game talk around is speculation on what the blood veto is going to be because aside from that, there's not a lot of planning you can do. So there's been a lot more just kind of like hanging out, preparing for what will hopefully be next week and just kind of waiting to see what this blood veto is. So this might be a shorter update. We're almost at the end of my notes here. But later in the night, as they're going to bed here, Mark and Damien have a conversation. They are in the same bedroom and they're alone in that bedroom. And so they've been talking a bit as time has progressed this week. And they talk about about working with the guys. Mark is, you know, like, you know, guys, we kind of have an understanding. Damien has been, so over the course of the week, we know over the course of the last few days that Sam has been talking with Kiki and Esty a lot. They were considering a women's alliance at one point. They were really starting to maybe want to go after the guys. Even at one point, Kiki and Esty were like, sorry, Damien, we're kicking you to the curb. Turns out, Damien actually kind of caught on to that. He saw a lot of those meetings and was starting to get suspicious of the women banding together and working together against the guys. And him being a guy was like, that's not great for me. So this is something that he's been thinking about, and he's talked to Dane about it, and now he's talking to Mark about it. Like, you know, I've been seeing Sam and Esty and Kiki like talking together so much. It's just really starting to worry me a little bit. And Mark is like, oh yeah, you gotta be worried about that sort of thing. And so they talk some more. And I mean, last we heard, Damien wants to keep Kiki, but he has also sort of said to other people that he's a little bit on the fence, and he's again been talking with Mark a lot, been bonding with Mark a lot. So Damien a little bit more up in the air, just because still very few people are actually coming to him to pick him up. Anthony is a little bit, Mark is trying, and Dane is trying. So, you know, we'll see where this goes.
I would love to see Mark and Damien connect and do something and kind of be like a pair that kind of cracks, because we know obviously that Mark is ready. Is he ready again to take a swing? That would be really interesting to have that happen, you know, with Damian as a vessel. That could be really good too. Damian, I think, has, like I was saying before, he is so good with people by just being like calm and reasonable and easy to talk to, and present, that I'm just waiting for someone that can utilize him and like actually, I mean, we've seen it a little bit with Corey, but Corey's way more with Anthony. So I would just love for Mark to kind of break away. And, you know, we talk a lot about how the other three pretty boys have another person. And I'd really like it to be Mark and Damian, and that maybe Damian kind of finds his footing through Mark, because maybe Mark gets the blood on his hands and Damian ends up benefiting from it. I don't know. There's so many ways this could go. So it all just depends on who gets the HOH next week.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it would be very interesting to see, Mark and Damian team up here against the rest of the pretty boys. But, you know,
Damian's the prettiest boy, so it's just a shame that he's not in this alliance.
We did learn from Kiki that if Damian had a clone that was single, that she would go for it. So
yes, there was also like a weird awkward moment later in the evening where Adam said something about like because Adam was like hanging out with Kiki and Dane and Esty for a while, and I think that this also like increased some of the tension between Sam and Adam, because like Sam and Adam had like an off day and then like they didn't spend a lot of time together later in the day, and then he was off with those people, which isn't something that is going to make Sam feel super great. But yeah, I think Adam said something about like being intimidated by Kiki, which again, like this is not a good thing that you want to make people feel in this game, like that you're super intimidating. But then like Kiki and Esty talk about it like later on where they're like, oh, I feel like I hate this catty girl shit. But like, they're like, oh, I feel like Sam is like threatened by you. Like, that's the same thing that Adam said. Like, no, just they can't trust you with shit. That's why they want you out.
Yeah. And I will say also that Kiki, this is the correct way to go about liking somebody that has a significant other, is to just say, if they had a clone, I would do something about it. But since they don't, I won't. Just pointing that out for anybody else in the house that may need some instruction on that. There's currently a Brent versus Trent feud happening in the chat here, where Brent, I believe, has put a ban on Trent for 3 minutes, something along those lines. And now he's taunting Trent. I can't even remember his name anymore. Trent Walgamott. He's taunting him now. He can't say anything because he's banned from the chat. So
Brent's the real Anthony of the chat right now.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a little bit of a conversation here in the have not room with Dane, Esty, and Kiki. Dane let Esty and Kiki know that they need to be worried about Damian, that because he came into the conversation with Mark and Damian, and they talked a little bit as well. And he was like, you know, Damian's been talking with Mark a lot. You guys, you know, you need to make sure you reel him in because he might be straying from you. So, you know, that's just if they do end up doing some work with Damian, it's probably going to stem from this conversation. If they don't end up doing work with Damian, that would not surprise me because they barely do any work.
Well, and I'm pretty sure they will be one person in a couple days.
Yeah. That's really most of what was happening, but there was a really funny conversation late at night with Anthony, Kira, and Corey. They were in the bedroom, and Anthony was just cracking me up all night. They were having a study session, and Anthony hasn't really studied much. And so, you know, he's Kira is tutoring him in the days. And so Kira went through all of the days and the competition wins and the names of the competitions and all of that. And so Anthony was trying to recite the days. He was, okay, day one. I come in, burgundy suit, looking fly. Adam wins the whatever competition, Operation something or other. And so he starts going through. He continues, like, he just keeps making mistakes. And so he's like, okay, so day six, Dane wins the HOH. Day seven, Adam wins the veto. And they're like, no, nominations happen after the HOH. He's like, okay. All right, day one. And they're like, no, why are you starting from day one? Why are you starting from day one, Anthony? He's like, no, I got to start from day one or I'll mess it up. So day one. And he goes, okay, day seven. Dane puts up Mackie and Kira. And Mackie has a terrible speech. And they're like, no, Mackie doesn't have a speech when he gets nominated. He's like, oh, that's the veto ceremony. Okay.
All these things are the same.
Day one. And they're like, no, if you're going to do this, you can't have color commentary. He's like, no, that helps me. That helps me learn. Okay, day one, I come in, burgundy suit, looking fly. Day
Did
six.
Did you learn this from Mark?
Like, day six, Dane wins HOH. Day seven, you're like, you're forgetting something on day six. It's like, what am I? Corey's like, you're breaking my heart. It's like, oh, Corey comes in, day six.
Oh, my best ally that I'm sitting next to. Right.
Corey comes in, olive dress. I go in for a hug, but she says, no, we got to shake. And she's like, what? And he's like, no, yeah, you didn't want to hug me. Just shake. So then, okay, day seven, nominations. Mackie gets put up on the block. Kira goes up on the block. Day eight, Adam wins the power of veto. Day nine, Adam does not. No. It's a day after. You got to skip a day to day 10. You always skip a day after the veto competition. Then it's you skip a day, veto ceremony. Okay. Day one. And they're like, no, let us go to sleep, Anthony. Day six. Corey comes in, olive dress. No hug. She's going to pay for that. Day 10.
I understand what he's saying about these like little things that help him like remember these things. I want to believe that he is pretending that he is a weak, like he's going to be weak in these tail end challenges. But this is a way better acting job than I think that he is capable of. He really just is not studying. And
I was thinking the exact same thing. Like this would be great if he was pretending because it's almost unbelievable how bad he is at it.
Yeah. Is all you do is sit in there and experience these things. And it's on a very cyclical basis. Like it should not be this hard.
Yeah. And so, and he keeps messing up the veto competition versus ceremony. The veto ceremony.
Yeah.
And so, Kira's like, no, it's veto competition, skip a day, veto ceremony. And he's like, oh, okay, hold on. Just repeat that back to me slowly and without a French accent, please. Veto competition, skip a day, veto ceremony. Okay. I got it.
Do you think that this is because he is a new fan, has not really watched the show before, and he's not really involved in any of these things that are taking place? Like he's really focusing on the relationships that he's having. And so the days and you know, the order of ceremonies, it's all a blur to him because he doesn't have to do anything anyway because he's running shit. So I don't know.
I really don't know. It was really funny. I really enjoy a lot of aspects of Anthony. I love his evil villain side, and I love the just like messing with Corey and Kira side as well. I think this is a fun trio because Kira gets really annoyed, and Anthony loves messing with them. And he's like, you know that if it was Chelsea in bed with you, going over days, you'd be fine with it.
There was I think there was like another shady moment about Chelsea.
Many.
Well, yeah, but they're talking about how like Esty's like in love with Dane or something like that, and I think Kira was like, Esty is more obsessed or like is more obsessed with Dane than I was with Chelsea, and like there's like this screen cap of going around Twitter where like Anthony's just like Like, you sure about that?
Because she's like, it's way worse than I was with Chelsea. And Anthony's like, and she's like, oh, come on. It's way worse. You don't have to think about it. And he literally just sits there thinking, like, he's like, hold on, let me think. And he sits in silence as they're laughing around him for like a good, like, maybe 45 seconds before he finally goes, yeah, they're worse. You didn't have to think about it that long, Anthony.
Anthony is low-key funny. Like, obviously, Dane is seen as, like, the, you know, like, the jokester guy from the Pretty Boys, but, like, Anthony has these, like, low-key shady moments that really entertain me. So.
Oh, yeah, and as Stefan points out, it was Kiki being obsessed with Esty.
I was like, that doesn't even close comparison. Yes, but that is pretty close. Kiki's obsession with Esty is almost there.
Yes. There was also actually another funny moment that was a little understated where Corey was talking about the thing that she basically seemed to have learned from Anthony, where she is talking to Corey or talking to Kira with Anthony in the middle saying, you know, what really works well is giving advice is a great way to talk game with people, to get them to trust you without actually having to say anything to them, really, other than giving advice. And that's like Anthony's, like, that's Anthony's game clocked right there. And right after she says that, Anthony, like, looks over like,
oh, shit.
And he just looks so, like, thoughtful after. And they even, like, zoom in on his face. It was great.
I love when the camera people know those moments that they need to zoom in on.
Yes. All right. So I knew that would help us with this morning update, which was, like I said, a little bit of a slow day, but we got some funny moments from Anthony. So that's really all we've got for you, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Jenny.
No, just, yeah, it was the blood veto thing. It's just paranoia, but also a calm before the storm, because people are just kind of waiting to see what happens. And there's, you know, it's all out of everyone else's hands. So the campaigning almost seems pointless, because they don't even know what they're campaigning, who they're campaigning against, because everyone is kind of assuming that someone is, at least one person's going to come off the block on Thursday. So it is a little bit of a hindrance on the game. So, but that's all right.
Sorry, you know what? We messed up that Dane SD, Kiki SD thing. So we should just start from the top.
From the beginning. Okay.
Anthony does some work with Corey and Damien. Anthony looking fly. All right.
No, I thought we were going to start at the beginning of the update.
Yeah,
don't you want to introduce me again?
Well, no more color commentary. We need to just get straight through it.
Okay.
All right. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Jenny is at Jenny Autumn.
Yeah.
And I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow, that's what we're doing. Then Thursday, we're going to be live after the episode to recap the eviction of this week. We'll see what happens with the blood veto and all of that. So make sure you tune in for that. Always be looking fly. And we'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.